Psachim, Perik Gimel, learned Lilu Nishmas, Sorerelke Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, passed away on Achrin Shel Pesach Hayalofim Tovshin Ayin, Mishnayis is learned Lilu Nishmasa, Tehei Nishmasa Tzrura B'Tzrei Rechaim. Mishnah Aleph, Eilu Evrim BaPesach, the following items one must remove from the world to burn them before Pesach. Kutach Hababli, Kutach from Babel, this Kutach is made from bread and milk that has been gone bad, and that makes it into the Kutach. V'sheichar HaModai, and the beer from Modai, that is made out of wheat or barley. V'chaymetz HaAdoimi, and the vinegar from Edoim, that's made out of wheat and wine. V'zeisoim hamitzri, that's one third of it is grain, and the third of it is zafrin. That's something that grows in the field, and a third is salt, and that's kneaded together with water, and it's made as a medicine. V'zuman shel tzvoim, this is the dough or the glue, which is a mixture of water that the painters use for their work, or v'amilon shel tabochim, and that's bread that is made from flour of grain, which is not yet the grain hasn't grown a third; it's less than a third. That kind of bread is made in a way that it sort of covers on the top of the pot. It's they put it over there. It's the amilon shel tabochim, the kulon shel soifrim. That's the flour dust from the grinding from the millstones, and then you knead it with the water, and that's something that the stick the paper with, or the scribes use it. Rav Lezer says after shita noshim, this is also the ornaments of women, which means that the it's a fine flour with other spices, and they knead it together, and the women use that to smear it, you know, on the this dough. They put it on their bodies or on the hair that's made so that the hair will fall down, and you know, to get a clearer to clear up the face. Zaklau, this is the rule. Koil shehu mimin dogon, anything that is made of the five grains of tevuah, of the grains, as mentioned before, and they are mixed with water, harezeh evri b'pesach, then he must remove them on Pesach. Hareilu b'hazora, if he ate any of these things, he transgresses a prohibition, but ve'ein behem shum kodesh, but that does not qualify, doesn't libel a person for the punishment of kodesh. Says the Bartanura, Eilu Oivrim BePesach, what does that mean? Eilu Mizbayrim Min Oilam, the following need to be removed from the world. Da'af Agav De'ein Oivrim Aleim Al Balyiro, even though you don't transgress in these particular following items on the prohibition of Balyiro, Midrabonami, however, from the sages, nevertheless, Tzrichibir, you need to remove them. Dochit Nan Lekamon, so we learned later on, the Mishnah Seir Yisarif, that the seer has to be burnt, v'afalgav, the ichlei potter, even though one eats it is potter, because minatoira, it's not doesn't qualify as chametz, but nevertheless, midrabonon, you have to remove it. So, kutach habavli, that's osui mipas meupash v'cholov, it's made out of bread that has gone bad together with milk, regilon tabel b'samaychel, and it's used usually to dip the food in it. Sheikhar Hamodai, and also the Modai beer, that's Sheikhar Shoyoisim Modai, that's the beer that would make a Modai, they make it Mechitim Oisoidim Shurim Mamayim, from wheat or barley that has been soaked in water. V'choymetz ha'adoimi, and the vinegar of Edom, that's choymetz, that's a vinegar, she'osuibet, it's Edom, it's made in the land of Edom. She'noisim Shoyoidim Bayayim, they place barley in the water, and they let it sit there, so that they become sour. These are all the kinds that the Mishnah counts of. There's a third of it is sidi, and the third is kurtumoi. Hu karkim, that is the karkim. Karkimit bori, the Karkam of the desert, v'niklub arvi, and in Arabic it's called kartum. And then tlosa, one third is milcha, is salt, v'isin isin rufu, and they make it for a medicine. At kan, up to this point, is chometz haroy la'achila al yidei taruvis. It's a chometz which is fit for eating through a mixture. So, in other words, it's not chametz that is not fit by itself, but only through a mixture. Mekan ve'elach, from this point and on, from the chametz ha'adoimi, and from the zeisom hamitzri, now from this point and on, chametz nukshe be'ene. We're talking as regular chametz as is, but it's become nukshe, it's become hard. So he says, v'zuman shel tzaboim. Mayim, those are water, shenoisnim bahem subim, that you put in them subim from the grain, umishtamshim bahem atzaboim lomlachtum, and the painters use them for their work. Va'amilon shel tabachim, and the amilon tabachim shayisim mekemach, that they make them from a flour, mekemach tvua, a flour from a grain, shleivi a shlish, that hasn't yet grown a third, bishula, if it's ready. Mechasin bo es hagedera, you cover the pot with it, lishiv es hazuma, that it draws out the dirt, the fats, the stuff from the inside the pot is drawn out by the amilon shel tabochim. The koilon shel soifrim, that's the dust of the mill, you knead it in water, and the scribes use it as paste to paste their papers, their sheets. And Rabbi Lezer adds, Rabbi Lezer says, "Aftach shitinochshim," because the Tana Kama only doesn't hold that of chametz of this iser only if it's a complete chametz through mixture, or it's hard chametz nukshe by itself. But Rabbi Lezer Moisif, Rabbi Lezer adds after tachshit enoshim, also the tachshit enoshim, the ornaments of the women, shem chametz nukshe. They are, first of all, they are chometz nuksha, and al yidei taruve samonim acherim, and it also has a mixture from other samonim. Ubigemore parich, the Gemara asks, tachshit enoshim sal kadaitoch? Do you think that this is ornament for women? Ela eimo, but say aftipuli noshim. It's a medicine, or it's a tipul. It's a what they use. For the purpose of soilus, those are the fine flour, shenoshim, toifles umachabres al besorim. So the word tipule here means that they connect it and they make it a secondary to their flesh, im samonim acherim, with other spices, lahashires aseir, to remove the hair. Oy lahalbin, or to whiten uladna sabosar, to make the body more smooth, to make the flesh smoother. But vein alochik Rabbi Lozer, the loch is not like Rabbi Lozer, that a combination of chometz nukshe and chometz taruvis will not be awesome. Then the Mishnah says, this is the rule, Zaklal, this is the rule, that kol shehu mimin dogon, anything that is from the type of the grain, mechameshes haminim, from the, like the Martanura, from the five different types of grain that are chametz, can make chametz, u'ma'arvim bahem mayim, and you mix in them water, because if it doesn't have water, Ella may pay this only fruit juice, Kaimelon the pay may pay this in Machmitzim. Then we know by tradition that fruit juice do not make chametz. So, but if it has water, Hareilu Bazore. In other words, if he eats them, it's a lav. But there is no kodesh on them. Dal chametz gomur onush kodesh, because on complete chametz one is penalty is kodesh, is to be cut off. But ve'ena onush kodesh al hatarevis, but one does not get punishment of kodesh on mixture. Avoloike al achilose, but it does get lashes for eating it. Im ochal kezayis chametz betoich hataruvis, if he eats the size of an olive chametz within the mixture, bechdei achilas pras, as it takes to eat a pras, avol im le'ochal kezayis b'teich hataruvis b'de'achilas pras. But if he hasn't eaten the size of an olive of chametz inside of the mixture, as long as it takes within the time that it takes to eat the pras, ein le'ke min ha'teira, then he doesn't get malchus min ha'teira. Mihu, nevertheless, isuda miha ika. There is nevertheless still a prohibition. The chametz be Pesach, because chametz on Pesach oiser b'taruvasi b'kol shu, it will prohibit its mixture even with any amount, but not malchus. Malchus you need a kezayis, a kezayis d'achilas pras. But by a mixture, even a sachaya kezayis d'achilas pras, you're still going to be potter from kodesh. Only by chametz gomer. Mishnah beis botzik shebesitke areva, the dough that's in the cracks from the of the areva, those are the boards. So there is dough that is used as a paste, as a glue, to keep them together, to keep the boards together, to keep the areva together. So im yesh kizayis b'mokam echad, if there is the size of an olive in one place, then you must remove it, you must get rid of it. And if there is no the size of an olive in one place, then since this is so little, so then it becomes nullified to the areva, and if the dough is not used as a sticking agent, you know, that it's pasting it together, then even if you had less than a kazayis, you also need to get move it. That's why it's only shebesitke areva, so then you need a kazayis, because it becomes bottled to the areva if it's less than a kazayis. But if it doesn't have an areva that it's using, being sticking together, then it wouldn't be bottled, even less. V'chein le'inyan hatuma. Same thing is with the laws of tuma. If a insect, a sheretz, touched on Pesach the dough which is in the cracks of the areva that is sticking together, so if the dough has a kezayis, so then the areva itself does not become tomei, because it's like a separate piece of food, it's not bottled to it. But if the dough, there is no kizayis, no size of an olive, so then the dough does become secondary to the areva. So it's as if it would touch the areva directly, so that's why the areva would become tummy. And a whole year, which means not on Pesach, then it doesn't make a difference whether the dough has a kizayis or not. But then we say, imakbidolov, if he is particular about this dough, in other words, he's going to remove it. So whether there is a kizayis or there is not, whether there is a size of an olive or not, chaitzitz. So then that dough interrupts that the when the sheretz touches the dough,
that it should not come, it should not transfer, it's not considered like it's touching the areva. But the im reitze b'kiyumai, but if he wants the dough should remain in the areva, so even if in the dough there is more than akizayis, nevertheless haruyuk areva, then it is like the areva itself. And if the insect touches the dough, it's just like it would have touched the areva directly, and the areva becomes stomach. Botzek acheresh, a dough which is deaf, which means that you bang on it and no voice comes of it. Just like a deaf person, when you call him, he doesn't respond. So that's called a botzek acheresh, or a dough which is very, very hard, and we don't know whether it's sour or not. Im yeshka yetzeboy, if there is another dough which is similar to this one, it was kneaded at the same time as this dough was kneaded, shehachmitz, and the other dough has become sour chametz, harezeh osur, then this dough is also prohibited, because then we assume that this dough is also sour, is also chametz. And if there is no other dough, so then you see if the dough has been there for 24 minutes, so then it is chametz. Says the Bar Tanura, Botzek shemisit ki areva, the dough that is in the cracks of the areva. Says the Bar Tanura, v'osu lechazek shvoreus dokeho, that dough is made to give strength to the pieces, to the broken pieces and the cracks. So im yesh kezayis b'mokim echot chayim levayir, says the Bar Tanura. If there is a kezayis in one place, then you have to remove it. You have to destroy it. If it's less than that bottle b'miyute, then it's nullified by its minuteness, because it's less than a kezayis bottle. But that's only if it's standing there as a support to the areva, to paste it to the areva. But the imeine osu lechazik, if it's not meant to strengthen, even if it's less than the size of an olive, he's still obligated to remove it. Lefish eine mevat lesham, because he doesn't mevatel it, doesn't give up from moving it from there, he doesn't place it there. He might change his mind and take it from there. Same thing is with regards to tuma. Says the Bar Tanura, im noga sheretz bai botzek bepesach, if this insect, if an insect touches this dough on Pesach, so then we say she isuri choshve, its prohibition of chametz makes it important. That im yesh boi kizayis, that if there is a kizayis in that in that piece of dough, in that botzik that is in the sitki areva, so then choytzis v'nei atuma, it becomes an interruption in front of the tuma, and v'lo havi kareva, then we don't look at that botzik as part of the areva. And the tumah did not descend upon the reva. But if it's less than a kizayis, so then it depends. Im einay makbid olav, if he doesn't care about it. So if it's a kizayis, definitely interrupts, because there's an isur choshvei, so therefore it's an interruption. But if it's less than a kizayis, then im einay makbid olav, if he doesn't care about it, then bottle the gabe areva, then it becomes secondary to the areva itself. It's as if the insect touched directly the areva through by touching the botzek. Vidmei and its stomach. And if it's not, and if he's not makbid, then it's if he is makbid, then it's not bottle. But once it's a kizayis, then for sure. Then for sure it's choytzitz. However, the Mishnah goes weiter. Mishnah says, but im makbidol of choytzitz is already talking hochiko amar. Here he's talking about changing it ubishari meisashon, talking about the rest of the days of the year. Sheein isuri choyshvei, over there the isur doesn't give it importance. In other words, not because there's no chametz over there. The kizayis is no problem with a kizayis, so there's no, the isur doesn't give it importance. Eina dover tolui b'shir. Then the matter does not depend on the amount. Kizayis not a kizayis, but im yesh by kizayis im lav, whether there is a kizayis or not, doesn't depend. Ella b'kpeida tal yemilsa. It all depends on what the person cares and what he's going to do. If he cares about it, vosid litla misham, and he's gonna take it away in the future, misham from there, choitzit, then it interrupts bifnei hatuma. Ben yesh be kizayis, benem be kizayis, whether it has a kizayis or not a kizayis. Veloy nachta tuma la'areva, and the tuma did not descend into areva because it's not considered like you touch in the areva, because you're gonna end up moving it from there. But im lo hikpid alav, but if he doesn't care about it, and he wishes for it to continue to exist, even if it has many sizes of olive, how do you kareva? Then it's considered like the areva. And when the insect touches the dough, havikilu naga bareva, is as if it touched directly the areva mamash, the dough itself. Botzik acheresh, the deaf botzik, shemakinolov, says the Martinura, shemakinolov biyad, that you bang it with your hand, ve'ena mashmiya koil, but it doesn't sound off a voice. V'daim elecheresh, that's why it's called acheresh, similar to a person who's deaf, shekoyrim le'ena mashiv, that you call him and he doesn't respond. Pirush acher is another interpretation that it's botzik acheresh, it's like a dough of cheresh, of clay. Shukoshe ki cheresh, it's hard like clay, ve'ena nikiri mechmetz, you can't tell if it has gone sour. So how do we do? How do we, im yesh kayetzu b'sheichmitz, if there is another dough, kayetzu b'sheichmitz of the Bartanura, im yesh isa achires, if there is another dough, shenilusha, that was needed b'shoshes, unilusha, at the time that this was needed, ukvar echmitz, and the other one has already become chametz, also, then this one is chametz too. V'im ein shom kayetzu b'y, and if there is no other one like it to measure by, havishi ure, dishiris, kadeshi halach odom, mil, a person should go a meal balicha beinus in an average walk, and that measure is kizman as the time of shnei chumshei shah, as 2/5 of an hour. If an hour is 60 minutes, so a tenth would be 6 minutes. A fifth, which is 2/10, which that would be 12 minutes. 2 chumshei shah. Means 2 times 12 minutes, so it's 24 minutes.
Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad mafrishin chala betumah biyomtev. A dough that has become tamei, and the chala that you will take from the dough, the kohen will not be allowed to eat. So the Mishnah is asking, how do you take chala from dough on Yomtev Pesach? So to bake a yontev, you're not allowed to bake the challah because you're not allowed to eat it. To hold on to the dough, you can't either because it's going to become chametz. To burn or to give to eat to a dog, you're also not permitted because kachim are not permitted to be burnt on yontev. So what do you do? So Rabbi Lezer says, "Lo yisikra lo shem ad she'ofer." You should not call the name challah until the dough is baked. And from the baked dough, he was going to separate challah, and that he's going to hold until after yontev, and then he'll burn it. Rabbi Yudim Seira says that he should take challah from the dough, and tatul b'tzoinan, that she should, the woman who's baking the challah, she should take the dough and put it into cold water, and in cold water it's not going to turn sour. Amar Rabbi Shua said that even the dough is going to become chametz, loizel chametz. That is not what is called chametz, shemuzhorin olov, that we were warned about it. The Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, that it shouldn't be seen and should not be found. Because, as he says, the dough shall be challah, so then the dough is not his, but it belongs to the Kohen. And on chametz that belongs to somebody else, one is not transgressing under prohibition. Elamafish also. But he separates the
challah from the dough, umanichosa ad ha'aref, and he lets the challah sit until nighttime, b'michmitzah chmitzah, and if the challah becomes sour, becomes chametz, then let it become chametz. No problem, because it's not his chametz. So the Mishnah says, how do we separate ketzad mafrishin? How do we separate challah betuma b'yomtiv? Challah betuma, says the Bar Tanuda, shenit masa iso. We're talking about that the dough has become tummy, and v'shuv ein challah netelas mimenu. So then, from that point and on, the challah that you take from the dough that has become tummy is no longer ruy lachilas koyim, fit for the koyim. Ketzad mafrishin iso. So how would you separate it beyom tov shel Pesach, on Pesach? In a regular not Pesach, there's no problem. You separate it and that's it, and then you're going to burn it later on. But on Pesach, we have a problem. So beyom tov shel Pesach, why? Harein yochel lafaisu bePesach, before it gets chametz to make a bigger Pesach, you can't do it. Why? Ma'achar she'ena ruya la'achilo. It's not fit to eating. Because it's not fit to eat it, because it has challah in it, and it's not separated. You can't eat it, so you're not going to bake it. And to let it delay it and to burn it in the evening, you can't also have matachos. It might become chametz. You can't feed it in dogs. Can't destroy kochim v'yantiv. So we can't feed it to the klovim either, because you're not allowed to destroy kachim, that's the challah, which is kachim on yontim. So what do you do? What is the etza? So we say like this: Rabbi Lezer Oimer lo tikore lo shem achete ofer, or the Bartnuri says lo tikore lo shem challah achete ofer, that you should not make challah now while it's still a dough, but you should wait after it's baked. Since it's not called challah now, he's not making any challah now. So da'akati, so still, before it's called challah, kol chadeh v'chadeh chazileh. So each one and one, each challah that he's baking, he's allowed to bake it on yontif, because he's going to use each one of them. You know, they're tamei, but he's going to use them. He can use them, each one of them. How is he going to use them? Dimakol chada v'chada mafrish purta, because from each one of these challahs, he is going to separate a little bit so he can bake the whole challah, because he's baking already and he's just going to take a piece of each one of them later on. Ulachar afiyosa, and after he finishes baking, imrotze, if he wants, yafrish challah shleima lakoil, he can actually take one challah instead of taking a piece from each one of all the different breads that he baked from that dough, so he can take one whole challah for all the dough that he baked, for all the challahs that he baked. The kasava Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar holds hareide min hatanur, one who takes out the bread from the oven, v'noisim l'sal, puts him into a basket, hasal mitzar from the challah, makes them all combined for challah. So even though that they're now separated, but since they're in one basket, it becomes one. And then you can take one challah, and that will be a challah for each one of them. So, instead of calling it challah beforehand, so that means that so what is he going to do? If he calls it challah while it's still a dough, and then he's going to take, so that dough, what is he going to do with that challah? That's going to have a problem. So we're telling him, Rav Lezer is telling, don't call it a challah until after the baking. And when you're baking, you're baking bread, and then the challah becomes after you put it into the basket. Rav Yehuda ben Beseda, Aimer, Rav Yehuda ben Beseda said, no, he said that, that you put it into cold water. You could separate the challah. The cold water is not going to let that the challah become chametz that you have separated. Rabbi Shua says that loizeu chametz shemazonim olov. But even if you separate the challah and the challah turns to chametz, that's not the chametz that you're warned by Rabbi Motz. Lo yizeh chametz shemuzor nolov, says the Bartanura, the love the day, it's not his. La'acha shekora le'ashem. And once he calls it challah, it's not his. Ukrok siv, there's a pasuk that says shmeshet gimel. Or then it says, lo yiro l'cha, shouldn't see to you, shalcha atoreya, can't see your own, avala atoreya shalachedim shalgavoya, but you can see others, and what belongs to Hashem, v'ze'ene shalcha, this is not yours, lo yishal chaveruch, it's not your friends, da'akati le'moto li'ad koyim. This is not yours, and also it's not yet your friends either, because the koyim never got it. But Abelezer sovar, and Abelezer holds, because he doesn't allow to do that. He tells him to bake it first and then make it challah later. So he says that you can't just give it away to the coin. It's not called the coins. He holds hoyil iboy matshil Allah. Since he can change his mind on it and say that that piece is not really challah, that one that he gave. So then it turns out havi hekdesh betos. So it became hegdish mistakenly, veina hegdish, and it's not hegdish. V'chazelei la'achila, and then it can become fit for him to eating. So that it becomes shalcha. It's already yours because it's not hegdish. It's fit for him to eating. Nimtzu d'shalayhu v'chametz shel Yisroel, and then it'll be his chametz of a Jew, and therefore you can't do that. But Rabbi Shua Sovar le'amrin in Hoyil. Rabbi Shua holds, we don't say Hoyil, since he was able to machilale, he could change it and make it no longer chala. We don't say that valocha ki Rabbi Lozer, like Rabbi Lozer, that he has to bake it and then you mafrish the chala after you put it into the basket after it's baked, then you make it the chala.
I didn't remember.
Mishneh Dalet. Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Sholish Noshim. Loshes ke'achas, three women are permitted to dough together at the same time, each one their own dough, ve'oifes betanur echad, and they can bake in one oven, zoy achar zoy, one after the other, so the other one waits till the first one bakes, and then the third one waits that the first and the second one should bake, and nevertheless, her dough does not become chametz. V'chacham memrim, the chacham say, that they should not all knead together, but only sholish nosim oiskis bebotzik. Three women can be working at the dough, and they're all not at the same pop at the same time, but rather achas losha. One of them is kneading, v'achas ereches, and one of them is rolling it out, and v'achas oifen, one of them bakes. Rabbi Akiva says, loy kol hanoshim, not all women are equal because some work quicker and some not so quick. And not all wood are equal. There's other wood that other flames on which the oven gets hot quickly, and other are not. And not all ovens are equal. Certain ovens become quickly hot, and others no. Zaklal. This is the rule. Tofach. If the dough blows up, tiltish b'tzeinon, then you should wet it, your hand in cold water, and you should smear the dough with the cold water. Says the Bartanur, that Rav Gamliel says, sholosh noshim loshus ka'achas, that three women knead together, zok the Bartanur, v'chol achas tanur molei, and each one fills up the oven with their dough, with their bread, with their chav, with their matzah, v'ein kan chometz, and there won't be chometz even for the last one. Af al pi shoha achas, even though the last one, one of them mamtenes, has to wait ad she yefash time until the first two finish their baking. V'chachomim aymerim, the chachomim say no, that ein lahokel kol kach, you cannot be so lenient she yehi loshes k'achas, that they should be kneading together. I love it, rather. But shalosh nashim oiskes, they can be all be occupied kol achas v'batzik shlo, each one in their own dough, but not at the same time. Achas losha, one of them is kneading. Ha'achreina losha, she is kneading kshechaverto ha'emtzoyis mekatefes, when the middle one is rolling it out. Vashlishi,
and the shlishi, the third one, shalosha tchila, who has done the kneading first, Eifa is baking at that same time. So nimtzu, it turns out shloshtam oiskis bebas achas, that the three of them are occupied at the same time. Kol achas bebotzek shaloh, each one in their own dough. Achas losha shaloh, one is kneading hers. Achas makatef shaloh, one is rolling out hers. Achas oifa shaloh, one is baking hers. Rabbi Akiva comes and says that loy kol hanoshim, not all the women are the same. Zok debatanur, Rabbi Akiva Amilsa the Rabbi Gamliel Komahader, he is going back on the statement of Rabbi Gamliel. The Omar, and he's saying, it says Shein Roy Lasus Kidvorov, that it's not fitting, it's not proper to do as Rabbi Gamliel said. Lefishi Yesh Noshim Atzlaniyos, because there are women that are lazy machmitzos, and they would make it chometz im shoyes kolkach, is they would delay so. The Yesh a tanur she'ene chama, it is also an oven that does not heat up so fast. V'yesh eitzim, there are wood she'ene nivorimahe, that don't burn so quick. But elo kedibrei chachomim, but like the words of the chachomim, roi lasis, it's fit to do. Lasik tomid babotzuk, so that they have to constantly work with the dough, doing something. She calls man she'iskim babotzik, for as long as they are occupied with the dough, in the bali de chimutz, it doesn't come to become chametz. V'chein halacha, and so is the halacha. Zeh klal, then the Mishnah concludes. Zeh klal, Mishnah Dal concludes with zeh klal. Tofach tiltesh b'tzoynon. The rule is that tofach, if the says batrunur habotzik shebiyodo, is blown up. Sheroya sheroita litpoyach, she sees that it's about to blow up. So what do we do? That tilt, and that didn't blow up yet because it has become chametz, but it's about to go up. Tiltish, she should soak her hand yodo b'mayim tzoyrenim in cold water with tiktefenu, and she should roll it with titztanin, and that should cool, and it'll cool off. Mishnehei seyor yisodev, that the dough when it starts to become sour, you should burn it. V'ayichle potter, but one who bakes the dough and eats is exempt from kodesh. Siduk yisodev, that the dough is so sour that it becomes on the top, it's begin to split. So then you should burn it. V'ayichle chayiv kodesh, and one who bakes this dough and eats it, then he's been lechayiv kodesh. Ezehu seir, what is the dough which is cold that it begin to become sour, that it's seir? So that is kikarnei chagovim, that on the top it becomes thin and crooked splits like the horns of the grasshoppers. Siduk, which the dough begins to split from sourness, shenis arvus dokov zabaze, that the splits already mixed in one to the other. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim emir lechachamim say, ze veze, this and this, whether this dough has splits, thin ones, as the horns of the grasshoppers, or when it is very split a lot, fully, ha'ich lechayiv kodesh, then one who eats it is guilty, is liable for kodesh, because that's all called siduk. Ve'izehu seir, so what is the level of seir, which dough is called seir, that you would be exempt from kodesh, that there is no split in it, but kol shechsif uponov, but if that on the top of the dough it became white, ka'odam she'omdu zaroisov, just as a person that got so scared that his hair stands up, so then, at that point, the person's face is white. So likewise, the dough has become white, that is called siyur. Says the Bartanura, the siyur, the Mishnah said siyur yusorif. What is siyur? So the Bartanura shalai hechmetz called tzorka, he hadn't fully become chametz. And therefore, you burn it, but oichlai is potter from kodesh. Siduk, we say that what is the shear of siduk, which you will also be chayiv kodesh, is derech habotzer, the nature of the dough, kshemachmitz, when it becomes chometz, when it turns sour, nasis zdokim zdokim, it becomes cracks. And that is the siduk. And the siur, the Mishnah says, is kikarnei chagovim. That's like the horns of the grasshopper, sedek lakan, sedek lakan, split here, split there. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree, and they say zev zeh ha'ich lo'ich chayiv kores. That in both of these cases, whether it is says the Bartanura, the karni chagovim, even if it's only split like the horns of the grasshoppers, namihu siduk. That's also called siduk, and then you'd be chayiv kores for eating it if you baked and you ate it. Bezehu siur. So what is the siur shapotur that you potter from kores? It has no crack at all. But its face has turned white, as a person whose hair stands up out of fear, whose face turned white. The halach is like the chachamim, that only a chsifu ponov would be potter from kores, but karne chagovim would be chayiv kores. Mishnevav.
If the 14th day in the month of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, came out on Shabbos, then you clean out everything, you remove everything, all the chametz, whether it's Truma or Chulin, before Shabbos. Divrei Rav Meir, that's the opinion of Rav Meir. But the Chachamim say, Bizmanom, at the time that you clean and destroy everything, in the time that is Shabbos in the morning, Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says, Truma milifnei Shabbos. The truma we get rid of before Shabbos. V'chulin bizmanum, and the chulin we get rid of in the morning on Shabbos morning. So the Bar Tanura says Arba osor shechali is b'Shabbos, that if the 14th on Shabbos, mevarnis hakol. So the Tanakama, the Rameir holds that mevarnis hakol, that we destroy everything. Bein chulin, whether it's the chulin stuff, the regular stuff, bein truma, whether it's truma, you move everything for Shabbos. Chutz mil be'achilos l'Shabbos, besides what he needs to eat for on Shabbos. The Chachamim say no, that the you do everything in the right time on Shabbos morning itself. But Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says, Truma l'milifnei Shabbos, Truma you get rid for Shabbos. Shein yochol achlila, because he cannot feed it, loy lezorim v'loy lemehema. Truma is not permitted to strangers, not kohanim and not to animals. Ula shoysi yevshon, and he won't be able to delay it. So therefore he should get rid of it before Shabbos. Avol chulin, but chulin ain't tzorich levayir, el bizmana. You don't have to remove it only in its time. He can find many people to eat it. In this case, the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, that the truma you get rid of before Shabbos, but the chulin you can leave till Shabbos morning. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'hoylech lishchet es pischai, one who is going on Erev Pesach to shecht his korban Pesach, or v'lomol es benoi, or he was going to circumcise his son, or he betrothed a woman and he went to eat to his father-in-law's house the first meal that follows the betrothal. And on his way he remembered that he has chametz in his home. If there is enough time to go back home to clean out the chametz and go back to the mitzvah that he's doing, so then he should go back and he should clean out the chametz. And if not, it's too late. He nullifies the chametz in his heart and keeps on going to the mitzvah. But if he's going lahatzil min hagayis, to save people from the bandits, or umina nor, or from a river, or umina dleika from a fire, or umina bapoilus, or from a wall that has fallen down, so even if there's time to go back, he shouldn't go back. But yivatel beliba, he can just nullify in his heart. The chametz he should nullify in his heart. But that he's that if he's going erev Pesach to the tchum Shabbos, to the boundary of till where you can walk on Shabbos, to place over there
an Erev Tchumim, so that the give him the ability to walk further, or the Lishbois, or he's going to sit there alone until it gets dark, so that he should be able to go 2,000 from that spot. That means 4,000 from the city, and but he's not going for a mitzvah, but only to Shvisas Rishus. He's going because it was his own choice. He wants to, he just wants to go there. So in other words, if he wants, he goes. He doesn't want, you know, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He wants to go for a walk somewhere. So, and when he was going to the Tchum, to that area, so he remembered that he hasn't, in his house, he left Chametz, Yachzeh Miyad, then he has to go immediately back to get rid of the Chametz that he has left at home. So, the Bar Tanura, Ha'ayilich Lishchayt as Pischay, one who is going to slaughter the Korban Pesach, and he says, B'yudalkoy, we're talking about the 14th, and, or they're going to circumcise his son. So, going for different mitzvahs. So, im yochel, if he's able to, sheyeshus b'yom, that there's enough time in the day that he can go, so then he should go. But if not, he can just be mevatel in his heart. Because since he's doing a mitzvah, he doesn't come, they're not matriach to go back. What happens if it is to save from the gaius, from the bandits, or batanuris girse is goyim, na goyim, as Yisrael and Nirdofim, Jews that are being chased by the goyim, so then he doesn't, even if he has a chance, he shouldn't go back. Yimatul belibay, he should still nullify his heart. Vayachze shouldn't go back. Nafili yeshus, even there is time. The midiraisa bevitul baal masagi, from the Torah, just nullifying is enough. It's only tokanos chachamim, but this case, the chachamim said he should not go back. What happens is belish beshvisus harishus. He's just going for an option. He wants to make a kaina shvisa to place there because for his pleasure, rishus for his optional. Shahoyo elach laach shechalat chum. He was going so that when it gets dark, he's going to be on the chum. Belikna shvisa, so to acquire for himself a resting place in that place, 2,000. Misham b'hola alpayim amah, so he should have from that place further another for 2,000 amah, the davar rishus for something optional that he wants to go tomorrow. So yachzim yad, he has to go back immediately. Avalikne shvisas mitzvah, but if he's going there to acquire a mitzvah dik resting, he's going shetzorich leich lemochar lebeis ovel lebeis hamishta, if he needs to go the next day to a mourner's house or to a beis hamishta, to a party house for a simcha, for a mitzvah, then it's like going to shecht his Pesach, that if he has time, then he should go back. But if he doesn't have time, he could just be mevatel, and that would be sufficient. Mishnah Ches, and the same thing is, Mishayotzu Mirushalayim, when one exited out of Yerushalayim, v'nizkar sheyesh b'yad b'basar kodesh, and he remembered that he has by himself on him meat from a korban, and as soon as the meat exited Yerushalayim, it became possible. So im avar tzoifim, if he already passed the place called tzoifim, tzoifim b'mekayim, then he burns the meat on the place where he is b'mlam, and if he did not yet pass the place called tzoifim, chayzer, he goes back to Yerushalayim b'tzoifim lifnei habira, and he burns the meat in front of the Beis HaMikdosh, by the Beer Beis HaMikdosh, Me'atzeh HaMarocha, from the wood of the Mizbeach. That's what he used to burn the meat that went outside of Yerushalayim. V'ad Kamo. So how much chametz or meat of the carbon Hein Chayzerin would you have to go back for? That we require to go back. A mayor says, "Zev zev kizayis," that by the chametz and the meat from the carbon, that if he has the size of a olive, I mean zev zev kibeya, that he has to have the size of an egg, then he has to go back because of them. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Zev zev kizayis," that the meat and the chametz, the meat of the carbon, the chametz and the meat of the carbon, that if they are larger than that are kizayis, then he has to go back because of them. But if the chametz is less than the size of an egg, according to the meir, or it's less than the size of a olive, according to the Yehuda, so then you are mevatel, you nullify it in the way walking. Or if the meat of the korban is less than the size of an egg, according to the meir, or less than the size of an olive, according to the Yehuda, then he can burn the meat on the place where he remembered. So with the chametz he can be mevatlet, and by the meat he can burn it over there. But the chachamim say, "Basar kodesh b'kizayis v'chametz b'kibay." That the chachamim say that if the meat from the carbon is greater than a size of an olive, or the chametz is greater than the size of an egg, then he has to go back because of them. And it's not the same shear by the meat and by the chametz. And the Bar Tanura, one who goes out of Yerushalayim and remembers that he has Basar Kodesh. Shenifsal B'yotze, that has been disqualified because it went outside of Yerushalayim. Shechemis Yerushalayim Mechitza L'Kotchim. Kalim, because the wall of Yerushalayim is the barrier, the boundary for Kotchim Kalim. For the Korban Pesach, which is Kotchim Kalim. So im avar tzoifim, if he passes the place tzoifim shem mokoyim, that's the name of a place shem shom roim beis hamikdash, from there you see the beis hamikdash, tzoifim b'mkoyma, he burns it in its place, v'lo yitrechu lachzer, they didn't trouble him to go back. V'im lav, but if he didn't yet pass tzoifim, chayzer v'tzoifim, he has to go back and burn it over there. The ksiv, because it says v'ikravov, b'koydesh lo yisoychal b'eish tesorif. So we're saying that the mokma chilos is reva, where you have to eat it and you have to burn it. So zevizeh. So he says in both cases, for how much, even if you didn't go by tzeifim yet, how big is the piece that you have to return? So he says zevizeh, both of them. Chometz damrin le'il, the chometz that we talked about before. Viniska sheyesh le'ibzeich beis, you remember he has it at home. And if it's a case where he should go back, he has time to go back, ubos or kodeshim, or by the meat of that is with him that was possible to be yitzer, we say he should go back. How much does he have to go back? So the mayor says, b'kibay, avo b'pachus, but less, chometz mevatli b'libe, but chometz is mevatli in his heart, and that's sufficient, even if he could go back, and he's not going for, to save some of magayosis, in all cases, he can still be mevatli. Ubos or kodesh, and if we're talking about meat that has become kodesh seifei b'mekayma, you burn it in this place. V'sober ameir, and the meir holds chazarosei kitumosei, that you have to go back just like it's tuma. Ma tumas oichlin b'kibeya, just like the tuma of oichlin. Oichlin to become tuma has to be the size of a beya. She'en oichl metame, an oichl cannot metame something else, b'pachos mikibay, it's less than the size of an egg, kach ein lechayzer apachos mikibay, likewise you don't have to go back less than the size of an egg. See, he doesn't give a reason by the chametz, but l'cheire, because since omen the rabbanon, the chacham can say, you know, any size they want, but there's the chapasik that you have to burn it b'mokem achilos yisrifasei. So the heter is because it depends on the shear of what it can be metame. But that's the pyramid. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says that zevezeh b'kizayis. So he says he holds sover chazarosei ki yisurei. He holds that it's like it's yisur. Ma yisurei b'kizayis. The yisur, not metame, the yisur. Is with a kizayis. Shal kizayis chometz, or ibosar kodesh chay. When you eat a kizayis chometz, or you eat meat holy, which is a kizayis, you'll be chay. Is al kizayis chay that you return. But here the Bar Tanura does explain the svara of chometz also. It doesn't just say because it's midrabon. Bosar kodesh. So they make a compromise. The Chum make a compromise, and they say that Basar Kodesh Mishum Chumre the Kachim, because of the stringency of Kachim, Chayzer Afal Kizayis. So even on Alvi has to go back.
But chametz the chulin, but chametz which is chulin, and a chayzer elo al kibayi only goes back if it's the size of an egg. The halacha remains like the chachamim.